MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. For decades, the federal roadless rule has blocked new road building across New Mexico's vast wilderness, but that may soon end. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins said repealing the rule will help reduce wildfires.
After the repeal of this rule, we are going to go back to common sense forest management to ensure our forests are here for generations to come.
But environmentalists like Mark Allison of New Mexico Wilderness Alliance say removing the rule is only about opening wilderness to industrial development and will cause more fires.
This rollback, which was intended to open up these places for industrial activity and development like commercial logging, mining, and oil and gas development. And when you have more roads, you have more people, which means you have more human-caused fires.
But many New Mexico lawmakers, like Silver City Senator Gabriel Ramos, are in favor of removing the roadless rule, specifically to help communities from wildfire, floods, and property damage.
If you look at every forest fire out here in the Gila, they've used dozers and they've actually cut line. And if they already had a road there, it'd be a lot easier for them to go ahead and cut that line and try and stop the fire from growing.
There is still a long process the Forest Service must go through before the roadless rule is repealed, and part of that process should include public comment. And more emergency alerts are coming to New Mexican cell phones as silver or turquoise alerts are issued. The silver and turquoise alert system operates similar to the amber alert system, but is specifically tailored to assist in locating at-risk adults that meet certain criteria. Silver alerts are for people at least 50 years of age and who the reporting party believes displays signs or symptoms of Alzheimer's or another form of dementia, cognitive decline, or impairment. Turquoise alerts are to locate Native Americans who the reporting party believes are in imminent danger of great bodily harm or death. Alerts include descriptions of the missing person, the last known location, and any vehicle information available. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.